I was born bold.
Chemist Warehouse are having a massive Black Friday sale. Get an extra 10% off all big brands store-wide. The value of coin remained the same today at $3.64. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
3 minutes after eight here on Summer Breakfast, David King and Jack Heverin. We are here with thanks to Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this summer. Just put a couple of quick call in during the break, Kingy, about Alex Rance. He's been removed from the AFL update list yesterday as retired. So he's gone from being retired to basically non-existent. So to my eye, he's not on the Richmond list.
Okay. Well, that solves that.
Hopefully that clarifies
Sam
things.
Can answer his mate who's giving him a dodgy rumour.
We can put the conspiracy theories aside. Big Footy can talk about something else for the day and we can move on from there. 1-300-736-736 to join us. We'll talk to Marnus Labuschagne in around 15 minutes from now. We'll talk to Kayla George from the Melbourne Boomers before the end of the show as well. But across the week, Kingy, and we're going to continue to do this next week as well. We're talking to coaches at a time of year where we can reflect on the season. We can talk more philosophically about the way the game's being played, the way that they want to play their game without the pressure of wins and losses and all that sort of stuff. Today's a bit of a different bent, given that it'll be Ben Rutten's first season fully in charge of the Bombers in 2021. We're delighted that he joins us this morning as our feature guest for Super Gates. G'day, Ben. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Jack, and g'day, Kingy. How are you?
We're good. Great to have you on. What do we find you doing this time of year? That's the first question we've been asking all of our coaches this week. Are you in planning mode? Are you in draft mode at the moment? Are you, in your case, still getting your feet under the desk? What does it all look like?
Yeah, no, it's certainly been a pretty hectic time of year. It's absolutely in planning mode. I think we've just come out of, for us in particular, quite a busy trade period. And now we turn our attention pretty quickly into the draft, the upcoming draft, and that's something that not only me but Adrian and our list management team are working feverishly around the clock to ensure that we get the best possible players we can, and we've got a good draft hand, so we're going to be big players early on in the draft as well, which is going to be something I think our fans should be really excited about.
Ben, thanks for coming on. I'm really looking forward to having a chat with you about how you found 2020, with the Worsfold handover situation to yourself. What has that done for you? Can you give me a couple of positives that it's left you with at the end of the 2020 season or the campaign that was? Because we didn't really hear much from you this year, particularly late in the year when we all assumed that would be the handover period, but clearly the club decided to wait to the off-season to have the clean cut.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been a difficult 2020 for so many reasons, and it's not only us at Essendon. I think any person around Australia has found there's been some challenges this year that they probably haven't faced in the past. Certainly for me, and this year being involved in a succession or a transition year with John, who's is his last year as a senior coach of Essendon. It was an opportunity that was given to me that I don't think obviously not too many senior coaches get, an opportunity to work really closely with such an experienced campaigner as John. I've got a lot of respect for John, and he's done a lot for the Essendon Footy Club. He took over in a really difficult time, 5 years ago at the club, and I think he's done a really strong job to be able to get the club back to where it's at. And for me, it was an opportunity for me to get a bit extra responsibility and empowerment as an assistant coach this year, and to work really closely with him in the hub for the most part. We had a really strong working relationship, but I've got no doubt it's set me up to be in a better position right now to take over the club in my own right. And I think it's important that we mark me as a senior coach from now on. I mean, I haven't coached a game in my own right, and I think it's something I'm really looking forward to doing come March and round one, is to be in the hot seat myself.
Interesting. I'm fascinated by this. So you see yourself as a first time coach round one next year. What levels of input would you have had in 2020? Was the game plan yours, for instance, the way that Essendon played? Is that what we think your philosophies are? Is that what we're led to believe? Or is it is that not the case? It will be a different look altogether.
Yeah, look, I think ultimately, I mean, this year, John Worsfold was the senior coach, and I was working really closely to better prepare myself to take over this year. And I've got no doubt that's been the case. Now, last year was a disappointing one from an on-field perspective, absolutely. We expected more in terms of a win-loss in our results, but, you know, there's a number of reasons for that, which I don't really want to back over, because I think we're in a position now where we're really looking forward about what next year's going to look like, and I'm really really keen to build a really strong identifiable brand about the way we play, about what we stand for, and I think it's and what that is around building a really strong sustainable finals brand of footy, and I think what we've seen in the past is that really strong defensive teams. Teams that are good in the contest, teams that have a good balance between attack and defence, they're all the hallmarks of the most consistent teams. And I think I really want a Ben Rutten coach team next year to be a blue collar team. I think that's at the core of who Essendon is and what Essendon's been built on in the past.
So what does that mean?
I'm keen to bring that forward with us. And
I've heard you say that a couple of times.
I really want our team to be a disciplined team on and off the field. I want to have a really strong work ethic. And ultimately, I want to build some real trust and dependability about what we do. You know, me as a coach are no different to our supporters that turn up every week and want to be really proud and know what we're going to get from the from our players and from our footy team. And that won't guarantee results for us. We know that and we understand that. But we want to understand that we need to build our game on some really tough, hard footy, contested footy. We need to connect really well and build some really strong camaraderie and cohesion on our team. And some of that stuff takes some time. But also, I think by putting performance really, really firmly front and centre in what we do, and that's going to lead our decision making in what we do, is what's going to best position ourselves to win a premiership. And stay a premiership contender for as long as possible. That's going to be front and centre of what I do as a senior coach.
Ben Rutten, the senior coach of Essendon, joining us this morning on SEN Breakfast, our feature guest. Ben, part of you and as a senior coach is having a network around you that you can trust and that you know and you can work with. One of them won't be there. Dan Richardson, someone that you've known for quite some time through Richmond, and now he was the head of footy at Essendon and won't be there. Are you disappointed that you won't have him as part of your support staff for next year?
Yeah, look, I absolutely had a good working relationship with Richo and known him for a period of time. And he was really instrumental in getting me to the club, there's no doubt about that. The footy manager was a footy club decision made by Xavier and the board. And it's one of those ones that we all just need to move on with, and we're in the mix now of looking for another footy manager, and that'll be someone that I need to build a really strong working relationship with and have ultimate trust in. Because as you said, it's not, the success of any club is not just on the senior coach. I think that can be overplayed at times. It's the strong support you get from a footy manager, from your assistant coaches, from your physical performance team. All of that goes into the melting pot of making a successful footy club.
Ben, a lot of feedback about the way that the Bombers will move the ball or will play. I've heard you say a couple of times over the last week or so that you'll be a blue-collar team and you'll be a defence-first team and those sorts of things. Does that mean that there will be a shift in just specifically the way you play? So it won't be as much of a handball game? Will it be similar? Is there another team that you'll play similar to give your own fans an idea of what 2021 will look like?
Yeah, look, I think there's always some change at any season, and there's no doubt that us, like a lot of clubs, there's going to be a fair turnover of players, and probably a little bit more so as a result of the reduced lift sizes. We're bringing in Daniel Jean Syracuse as well as a new assistant coach, so certainly interested in his ideas and what he can bring from a Bulldogs perspective. But ultimately, we're trying to build a we're going to look at our personnel and build a really unique brand of footy that's unique to Essendon and our personnel that we've got. And I think that's important we do that. Absolutely, we can take things from Geelong and from West Coast and from Richmond and the good teams. And if we think that there's something there that we can apply and add to the way we play, we'll certainly look to do that. But ultimately, it's about building a style of play that's unique to us and identifiable with all our members and supporters.
I heard Paul Brasher talk about the fact that in terms of player empowerment and those guys driving the club, that he wanted you to get your fingerprints more on what was happening and not sort of allowing the senior core leadership group to make, I don't know whether it's key decisions or steer the ship a bit too much. Is that your understanding of what his message was, and that you will have a firmer grasp on the steering wheel? Is that a fair call?
Yeah, look, probably. I mean, it's I heard Paul's comments around that, and I mean, ultimately, that's my role as a senior coach and the leader of the footy program. And you know, I certainly trust a lot of our senior players and more experienced players. But ultimately, it's about me setting a really clear direction for the footy club, and you know, creating some real clarity around our boundaries and our expectations for our players, and them being really clear on that. And that's certainly something that I'm going to do. And when we return, we get our younger guys back in a couple of weeks and the whole group back together in early January. And that's going to be important that I set some really clear expectations, some really clear boundaries about who we are as Essendon people and Bombers and what we do.
Ben, thanks for your time this morning. As I say, we're talking to so many of the senior coaches right now, and it's a good chance to do it while the pressure's off. And for you, this is a good chance to enjoy it all before the pressure really starts. So thanks for your time this morning and good luck for everything next year.
Have a good break.
No worries. Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Ben Rutten joining us. For Bombers fans, you can sign up for the 2021 season and become a mighty Bomber. Visit essendonfc.com.au. We'll talk about it more across the rest of the show, Kingy. But definitely a defensive bent to their game style is the takeaway from that, I thought.
Well, I can't wait to see what that looks like. And he's probably not going to tell us that exactly today. And as he said before, he wants to have a look at what stocks he's got available, what suits that team. But the wording of blue collar and defensive method or defensive shift makes me think that we won't see this run and gun Essendon game plan anymore.
Mm.
And I wonder if that's the case, at what point was that realised? And why didn't we see that in 2020? I don't know. There's some grey area for me. There always is. And I think the Worsfold Rutten handover probably in the end was a bit clunky, and it showed on field.
Yeah, and that's not, I mean, that's Paul Brash has been on the record and saying that too, that it didn't work and they needed to go in a different direction. 0433 98 11 16. Send us your thoughts after Ben Rutten's chat today. We'll get to that, and we'll get to Marnus Labuschagne very shortly as well.